אנחנו לומדים בתוך כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 781 את המאמר הקדמה לתלמוד.
Introduction to the study of the 10 ספירות. Item 38, page 294 in Kabbalah for the student. In the writings of בעל הסולם. The writings of בעל הסולם, page 294, item 38, introduction to the study of the 10 ספירות. Let us continue to elaborate on the practice of Torah and Mitzvot Lishma, of which I began to speak. We must understand that name, Torah Lishma. Why the desirable and complete work is defined by the name Lishma, and the undesirable work named Lo Lishma. The literal meaning implies that one who engages in Torah and Mitzvot to aim his heart to bring contentment to his Maker and not to himself should have been referred to as Torah Lishmo, for his sake, and Torah Lo Lishmo, not for his sake, meaning for the sake of the Creator. Why then is this defined by the name Lishma and Lo Lishma, meaning for the sake of the Torah? There is certainly something more to understand here than the aforementioned, since the verse proves that Torah Lishmo, meaning to bring contentment to his Maker, is still not enough. Rather, the learning must be Lishma, meaning for sake of the Torah. This requires explanation.
It's just a question for now. But the question is clear. Why the correct engagement in the Torah, which is our means for reaching spirituality, what's called Torah Lishma, for her sake or for its sake, and rather than for the Creator's sake, for his sake.
39. The thing is that it is known that the name of the Torah is Torah of life, as it is written, for they are life unto they who find them. It is also written, for it is no vain thing for you, for it is your life. Hence, the meaning of Torah Lishma is that the practice of Torah and Mitzvot brings one life and long days, and then the Torah is as its name. And one who does not aim his heart and mind to the aforesaid, the practice of Torah and Mitzvot brings him the opposite of life and long days, meaning completely Lo Lishma, since its name is Torah of life.
This is truly strange. Torah Lishma, for its sake, meaning that it will be good to me, for me, is it's the total opposite than what it should be. For the sake of the Creator, bestow to Him, contentment to Him. Torah is a means, is the reforming light. Why do I have to bow down to this light? It's only the means. The Creator is the address of my efforts. That's who I have to aim myself.
These words are explained in the words of our sages. Anyone who practices Torah Lo Lishma, his Torah becomes for him a potion of death. And anyone who practices Torah Lishma, his Torah becomes for him a potion of life. However, their words require explanation to understand how and by what does the Holy Torah become a potion of death for him. Not only are his work and exertion in vain, and he receives no benefit from his labor and exertion, but the Torah and the work themselves become a potion of death for him. This is indeed perplexing.
There are several problems, several deep questions. We will read a few more items and then we'll see if we can resolve them now. The matter of the Torah that suddenly appears here. I get stuck on it. I don't know how to take it. Torah Lishma, for her name. Torah Lo Lishma, not for her name. Torah is a spice. You have to relate to that, to this means, or maybe it's above the means, not for his sake, but for her sake, for its sake.
Item 40. First, we must understand the words of our sages who said, I labored and found belief. I did not labor and found do not believe. We must ask about I labored and found. They seem to contradict one another, since labor refers to work and exertion that one gives in return for any desired possession. For an important possession, one makes great efforts, and for a lesser possession, one makes fewer efforts. Its opposite is finding. Its conduct is to come to a person completely, absent-mindedly, and without any preparation in labor, toil, and price. Hence, how can you say, I labored and found? And if there is effort here, it should have said, I labored and purchased, or I labored and was awarded, etc., and not I labored and found.
Only the question.
Item 41. The Zohar writes about the texts, those who seek me shall find me, and asks, where does one find the Creator? They said that the Creator is found only in the Torah. Also, regarding the verse, indeed you are a God who hides, that the Creator hides himself in the Holy Torah. We must thoroughly understand their words. It seems as though the Creator is hidden only in corporeal things and conducts and in all the futilities of this world, which are outside the Torah. Thus, how can you say the opposite, that he hides himself only in the Torah? There is also the general meaning that the Creator hides himself in a way that he must be sought. Why does he need this concealment? And also, all who seek him shall find him, which we understand from the verse, those who seek me shall find me. We must thoroughly understand this seeking and this finding. What are they and why are they?
Okay, still questions accumulate, and we understand that they have a place here, or not. I can't hear a reaction. There is a place for them. Okay, you agree. More than that, do you have any other questions?
Kiev.
Hello, dear Rav. What he said, that I labored and found, this is because the Creator is all the time demanding us to do work in faith above reason, so there won't be a direct connection between my work and the result.
Yeah, you are actually right. We'll get to it. But he said it right. Okay, let's continue.
Item 42. Indeed, you should know that the reason for our great distance from the Creator and that we're so prone to transgress His will is for but one reason. Which became the source of all the torment and suffering we suffer, and for all the sins and the mistakes that we fail in. Clearly, by removing that reason, we will instantly be rid of any sorrow or pain. We will immediately be granted adhesion with Him in heart, soul, and might. And I tell you that that preliminary reason is none other than our lack of understanding of His guidance over His creations, that we do not understand Him properly.
With this we can agree. We don't understand the Creator's providence over us, so there's some detachments or misunderstanding. He demands something that we don't understand. It's like a baby. You tell it something, you want something from him, and it doesn't understand. What do we do in order to understand what he wants from us?
43. If, for example, the Creator were to establish open providence with His creations in that, for instance, anyone who eats something forbidden would choke on the spot, and anyone who performs a mitzvah would discover such wonderful pleasures in it, like the finest pleasures in this corporeal world. Then one, what fool would even contemplate tasting something forbidden, knowing that he would immediately lose his life as a result, just as one does not contemplate jumping into a fire? Two, also, what fool would leave any mitzvah without performing it as quickly as possible, just as one cannot retire from a linger with a great corporeal pleasure that comes into his hand, without receiving it as quickly as he can? Thus, if providence were open to us, all the people in the world would be complete righteous.
Is that clear? You don't understand that you'd have been righteous?
No, this I understand about what you said a few minutes ago, that this is how religions work, that they as if make the hidden as if revealed. There's like this social consensus that if you do this and this, you'll go to heaven.
Because there's concealment in the wisdom of Kabbalah. It was there, and it still is, where we don't attain according to our actions the goal. We don't attain the goal clearly. There's no direct connection between what I do and what I get. Then only a select few can reach the wisdom of Kabbalah, hold on to it, continue, and work through to in above reason and know the Creator.
Will this sometime change?
Never. It's a law of nature. But when the people of Israel were in it, and they had to reach, just imagine the last degree, from Mochen the Chayat to Mochen of Yechida, from the temple. We don't understand those things, but let's say that they were not able to sustain. They couldn't, because they had to sanctify the whole world with them. Because the third temple is the general correction of all of humanity. And with respect to all of humanity, it's a different vessel altogether. They weren't able to sustain it, and they fell, but that was planned from the get-go. What can you say? That because they couldn't see cause and consequence clearly, there's no strength. Let's say you don't have the strength to pray together in the tent to the Creator, to give you the strength, to give you the ability to advance in order to establish, of course not for yourself, in order to bestow for His pleasure of the whole world, to delight Him. There's no strength for that. So they tell you differently. Meaning, it's not in order to bestow contentment to the Creator. Rather, in order to bestow contentment to us, we'll live a long life. And the Garden of Eden, after we die in this world. Even if we suffer here, we'll have good reward over there, just like all the religions are selling. That's it. That's the point. Because the wisdom of Kabbalah demands work above reason, and only select few can do it. For now, for the time being. Nowadays it's, thousands will be drawn to it. Then you can't simply offer it to every person. So what can you offer? We'll give them a discount. They can do it for themselves, but what will they do? Spiritual actions? No, not spiritual, corporeal actions. Yeah, we'll do this and that and the other. There's no shortage of things to do. There's a connection between root and branch, so we'll take from this corporeal branch various signs, symbols that are actually customs, and instead of customs, we'll call them mitzvot, commandments. That this is what the Creator intended. That's what He commanded us to do. And then there's no problem. So this is how you have the religion of the landlords who are in their will to receive, and the religion of Torah, those who want to reach, bestow. Also reach in order to bestow. So you have two parts among the nation. There are those and those. And of course, because you have to strengthen, reinforce the people, then Kabbalists, we have to conceal them so they wouldn't distract the common people. They wouldn't reveal to them that their work is insufficient. And then Kabbalists, we pressure them, put them, drive them into a corner. The rest, you are the righteous, you are the great. And that's how Judaism, common Judaism, developed. And all the other religions, of course, you have what to sell, this world, the next world, a feeling of honor, power, you name it.
I want to ask about the next step in the process about our work with mankind. Suppose Israel will work in spirituality already.
No, their work will be to support us. They won't be able to do anything more, and they don't need to. Their attitude towards the wisdom of Kabbalah has to change. Not that they themselves will enter it. Because the work is the work of the individual and the work of the collective. If people don't acquire a spark, rather are aimed at the goal out of the torments and the egoistic will to receive, then you only need to tell them where they receive fulfillment instead of suffering. And they should support those who run ahead in order to bestow. In the light of faith. And the general public cannot be in the light of faith. They'll simply support them like a goof, like a body, with respect to the horse, the head. They'll carry them on their shoulders. And they are the ones pushing us up, lifting us up, but not that they're doing the spiritual work, rather their corporeal work becomes in support of us as their spiritual work.
So they will work within reason, not above reason.
They can't.
So working within reason, is that not a new religion, actually?
No. What do you mean a new religion?
Because we said that religion is when I do things in my will to receive, to benefit from. And I'm doing it as if for the Creator, but actually it's in order for me to be better off. And what we talked about now is that the world will do different things, that will or someone will explain to them that this is what you have to do.
Now we are rising to a new degree. We don't care what was. Now we are rising to a new degree. We need to perform actions here in order to bestow. And who can do it? And those who feel an urge for it, a desire. This desire is called Yeshakel. Those who have the desire, go ahead. He who yearns for the Creator should come to me. And those will be in the ocean, the others in the goof. And there's no difference, because each one receives according to his vessels. So no one should feel lesser compared to the others.
They'll support us how? In what way?
They will feel that they receive upper influence, bestow upper inspiration, fulfillment. The goof, the body, receives fulfillment from the Rosh, from the head. The head makes the calculation, the connection with the Creator, and these things take place also in the goof, in the body.
Would it be true to say that anti-Semitism is the posterior of the state?
Of course, all of their demand, they feel that something is missing, but they don't even know how to express it correctly, but they feel that there's something about Jews who steal, who conceal it from everyone. All those Freemasons, those cults and sects, you know? This is the light. What's up, Omi?
Baal HaSulam is trying to explain the one reason due to which we do not understand, or that we're far from the Creator. And he says that that one reason is that we don't understand, simply. And it seems that this is the entire difference between the wisdom of Kabbalah and the rest of the wisdoms, because we say that in order to understand, a person has to get the quality of Binah, because
even before that, when we explain to one another and to ourselves, that's also as a result of not enough understanding.
To understand in the outside world, that sit, study 30 years, you'll have 20 opinions about everything, then you'll understand, and then you can argue with someone else about it. And to us, it has to be understand that for us to understand means to acquire the quality of Bina, to change in the direction of love of friends. And it's as if like we have to write it on our flag, love. First of all, love, then you can use your brains. To be smart doesn't mean to be brainy.
Connection, chibur. For the sake of attaining a clear vessel for the Creator. Okay, continue.
Ken. No.
That we don't understand, and now we're rising to the next step, means that the previous step wasn't good.
That's good. It was essential, but now it's not enough. You want to be like a small child with his brain in your life today.
I'm talking about dissemination. If we express it outwards, how can we say that religions are ruled out?
We don't want to say it.
I know, but how can we say that without that being a result?
The result will come up by itself. I read a few days ago that the Pope said, did you read it? The Pope said that this religion is disqualified. The people don't believe anymore. There's this such prostitution in all the institutions. And try to... Chaim, you don't know? You can look. Thought you know. You're not interested in this gossip?
No,
he said it in public. You have to give it time. And also have to understand that I'm asking you to listen. Before something is about to die, it has a surge of life, and they become very opinionated and aggressive. So we're not going to talk about it. Rather, by itself, it will happen. This is the order of the spiritual forces. The way they come down, they will also come down on them. That's how it is. Okay?
But
the Pope, you can. What will I answer? It's you and him. Only you raise your hands all the time. What did we talk about? What did we talk about that you're going to ask about?
I'm asking
about the text.
I don't understand.
So tell me, who should I aim for? The light or contentment of the Creator? Rav, I also don't know. It's not clear. We went through a few items. What are you asking? Rav, I don't know. Contentment to the Creator, to the light, depends on the Creator. Contentment to the Creator depends on the light. Is Hanoch. If I define you as good, who does good, my Rav?
No question about that. I'm above all this.
Right. And you let me drink a cup of poison, and I drink it. And in all my senses, I feel the poison. I feel I cannot justify what's happening in my body.
So I'm not your Rav then?
Well, hold on. Now look at the friends and to you. I have no ability to justify it, and I die. It's written here about the potion of death. How do I take it and turn it into an antidote for my sin? How do I
hate your philosophies, really. You understand this? I don't understand these examples, and I don't want to understand them. You're confusing everyone by it. Drink it finally, and let's be over with it. Let's go.
We continue with item 44. Thus, you see that all we need in our world is open providence. If we had open providence, all the people in the world would be complete righteous and would also adhere to Him with absolute love. For it would certainly be a great honor for any one of us to befriend and love Him with our heart and soul, and always adhere to Him without losing even a minute. However, since it is not so, and a mitzvah is not rewarded in this world, and those who defy His will are not punished before our eyes, but the Creator is patient with them. And moreover, sometimes the opposite seems to be the case. As it is written, "Behold, those wicked and the tranquil in the world gained riches." Hence, not all who want to take the Lord may come and take. Instead, we stumble every step of the way until, as our sages said about the verse, "I have found one man out of 1,000, where 1,000 enter a room and one comes out to teaching." Thus, understanding His providence is the reason for every good, and the lack of understanding is the reason for every bad. It turns out that this is the axis upon which all the people in the world circle, for better or for worse.
Including us. We don't understand what does He want of us, why did He do it one way and not another, because our ego, our will to receive, hides the essence of providence from us. Why precisely the Kli called the Kli of faith bestowal is what the Creator is demanding of us.
This one thing. Another thing is that I don't feel that you're studying together. Everyone's looking in a different direction. Everyone's doing whatever they feel like. You don't want, by delving into the reading, you don't want to reach connection. It's not felt, it's not seen. It's impossible to be impressed, inspired by you. Where is this attitude? What's up? What's with you? You can't reach anything this way. You're waiting for the lesson to end. How is it possible to come to a lesson without chisaron? You're killing yourselves and others. No one feels that he owes the others. He does a favor that he came.
No. Tamshich.
Otmem Hei. Item 45. When we closely examine the attainment of providence that people come to sense, we find four kinds there. There, each and every kind receives specific providence by the Creator in a way that there are four discernments in the attainment of providence here. In fact, there are only two, meaning one, concealment of the face, and two, revelation of the face. But they are divided into four, since there are two discernments in providence of concealment of the face, which are one, single concealment, and two, concealment within concealment, and two discernments in the providence of revelation of the face, which are three, providence of reward and punishment, and four, eternal providence, as they will be explained below.
That's how he divides it. Probably he's going to explain it. So that there is concealment and revelation, we hear. We don't know what neither is, because we're in neither. We're probably in the concealment of his face, but also who feels that it's concealment? I have to feel something from the revelation, and then I'll know that there's concealment here. And also maybe there is revelation, but I don't know that it's revelation. Because before that, maybe I don't feel that it's concealment. Meaning you can't have one without the other. And that's clear to us. Only neither the one nor the other are revealed. Neither the revelation of the face nor its concealment. We don't have neither. We need to think that we're in the concealment of the face. Concealment, it means a chisaron, that I know what's lacking, meaning that it's the attainment of the concealment of the face. But there's no such thing. Suppose there is an expert, suppose a doctor. He comes and he says he has this and he has that and he has these and those problems and like this and if we'll do that and yes and no, then for him it's concealment. When I look, I have no concealment in regard to that patient. Or maybe there is something in general that he doesn't feel well. Meaning, the concealment is also the attainment of the concealment. Is this clear?
No.
Well, you want to ask?
No.
No. Okay. Let's allow Rachamim to ask.
How do we come to feel that I don't feel? I simply don't feel. I want to feel. I want to feel that I don't feel and that it's good.
If you feel good, then it's a problem. They say that the remedy for everything is to enter society, because in your world, besides the society, you have no other example, connection to the Creator or the spiritual world that simply doesn't exist. So what can you do?
So you enter the society, and because you don't exactly know what it is, spiritually wise and so on, you have to be there as a baby, to simply annul yourself toward them in heart and soul as if the Creator dwells among them. I have no idea what and who that is, but I have no choice. Either I die as a dog, or I rise to the skies, one of the two. So I completely depend on society. What do you do? Just that, to integrate in them, with them, to be the smallest among them. Not to lie to yourself that I'm little, but to really be the smallest of the small, meaning to serve as much as possible, to annul yourself as much as possible, to integrate and to help. In short, to be like a mom towards her children, on the one hand. On the other hand, you'll see what will happen. But you have no choice but to be that way. That's it. I see that you're all the time giving them tea with your thermo cans and everything. That's great, but you should see whether it's the right desire that's motivating you. This is your business.
Why do we have in society friends who try to invent a new method? A method of like a silver bullet. It doesn't exist. What exists is to invest the soul.
So I'll tell you what the problem is. They don't have the brains. They think that they do. They have no correct opinion in regard to the system of heaven and earth. They think they do. It's like a little church. It's like a little kid. So they think that they know what to do. They're smarter. They're more knowledgeable. They read a book and a half from the words of Kabbalists, maybe understood not even one sentence in its true meaning, but they think that, yeah, they do. What can you do? This is called the sorrow of raising, of parenthood, of raising children. You have to listen to what they're saying and let time do its work. Where what the mind can do, time does. So, given the opportunity to advance, I hear all these wise Alex. Everyone has an opinion, and everyone understands better than I do what should be done, and everyone would turn things upside down. But this the way you grow, that they themselves don't understand how foolish they really are. The wisdom is, the wise thing to do is to subjugate yourself, and then gradually it'll come.
About an hour ago, you said to a very dear friend twice, you're right. If you want to know who is this friend is my student 10 years. 10 years, this friend is my student, and I'm very happy. And today he gave me contentment. I wish everyone will give contentment to everyone. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you.
Very well, and let us continue.
We're in item 46.
He waited for an entire week for me to come back to tell me this. Fine.
Item 46. The verse says, then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall come upon them. So that they will say in that day, are not these evils come upon us because our God is not among us? And I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evil which they have done, for they have turned to other gods. And when you examine those words, you will find that in the beginning it states, then my anger shall be kindled, and I will hide my face, meaning one concealment. Afterwards, it states, and many evils and troubles shall come upon them, and I will surely hide my face. In Hebrew, hide appears twice, meaning double concealment. We must understand what is this double concealment. 47. We must first understand the meaning of the face of the Creator, about which the writing says, I will hide my face. It can be thought of as a person who sees his friend's face and knows him right away. However, when he sees him from behind, he is not certain of his identity. He might doubt. Perhaps he is another and not his friend. So is the matter before us. Everyone knows and feels that the Creator is good and that it is the conduct of the good to do good. Hence, when the Creator generously bestows upon His creations, it is considered that His face is revealed to His creations. This is because then everyone knows and senses Him, since He behaves according to His name, as we have seen above regarding open providence. 48.
New York.
New York. Rav, what does it mean to study together? I can only see an external picture, and I only know that whether I'm studying or not, but I'm not sure, am I together with the friends in this moment? Is there any specific test we can make in order to see that I myself am not with the group right now while I'm studying?
We're studying from the same book, the same article, from the same source. We ask questions about what we're studying. We feel that we're connected. Before that, we prepared ourselves, what are we studying for? And so this way we can say that we're studying together, that we want to reach a certain goal that you can't reach on your own. I can't sit in some group like a student, study, take the test or exam, and ace on it. I can't. Here, only all of us together. We either get it, or we don't. As simple as that. There is either one or zero, like in a computer. One or zero. In the meantime, I see zero. So what are we lacking? Connection to the measure to which we connect, and it doesn't matter exactly what are we studying. Tests, articles, whatever Kabbalistic materials, and it doesn't matter at what depth we're studying, it's not the wise who learns, but together. The more we try, not that how much we're really together, but how much we're trying to be together, accordingly we will get a result. This means to study together.
New York?
New York.
Say, how do I ensure that I don't have to wait for a Rav to come to us and say that we're not studying together? Is there anything I can do in order to compel friends to study together, compel myself, and so on? What do we as a ten, as a group, as a society, can do in order to ensure that we are always together in this moment?
I don't
know. Did you ever, you heard this principle from me, you read it, also 10 years ago, almost 20 years ago, and what's happened since then? Did you advance in keeping it or not? Ask yourself. This is the problem. And so we're studying now, and it will become clearer to you what the hidden wisdom means. I have nothing to add.
24, it's written that 1,000 enter the room and only one goes out to teaching. This number is what, statistics? Or it shows that we have to enter as one?
Millions
and billions want to reveal the Creator. Who doesn't? It's the source of life. It's the source of my fate. Of course, everyone wants to do it. But who really reaches, who really reveals Him? Like it says, one of a thousand. But this was said and written about ancient times when really unique individuals came to that. Nowadays, in the last generation, anyone who's taking part, like he writes, in accordance with or according to the last generation, that the door is open to everyone, and that everyone will be drawn to it, and that everyone has the opportunity to get there. The condition of one out of the thousand no longer exists. Anyone can do it. Let's continue.
Item 48. Yet when he behaves with his creations, the opposite of the above mentioned, meaning when they suffer afflictions and pains in his world, it is considered the posterior of the Creator. This is because his face, meaning his complete attribute of goodness, is entirely concealed from them, and this is not a conduct that suits his name. It is like a person who sees his friend from behind and might doubt and think, perhaps he is another? And the writing says, my anger shall be kindled, and I will hide my face from them. During anger, when people suffer troubles and pains, it means that the Creator is hiding his face, which is his utter benevolence. And only his posterior is revealed. In that state, great strengthening in his faith is required to be aware of thoughts of transgression, since it is hard to know him from behind. It is called one concealment.
Meaning that we have a problem with the Creator. To the measure to which he's good, the more we feel him. The worse he is, we feel him less. Up to the point where he's hidden, where he's. It's not like that there's this paltsuf, and it could be good or bad, but the paltsuf remains. But only the good or bad are revealed, and accordingly, I have the understanding of the Creator to the measure to which I feel good coming from Him. The more I know Him, the more revealed He is, the more I feel, the worse I feel, this, the bad hides the Creator from me. And it's not like in this world that I can see the friend's face and he could get mad at me or smile at me, but I see him all the time. I see his form, shape all the time. Here there's no form or shape, but an attitude. The better that attitude is, it's called revealed. The worse the attitude is, it's called hidden or concealed.
Good and bad is only what brings someone closer to bestowal or further away from bestowal.
Suppose what I feel, not according to my corrected or uncorrected vessels, but in the meantime, according to my will to receive.
But if we take it to what we are feeling, then often it's the opposite. We don't have such that many thoughts about the Creator that often.
You're talking about something else. You're talking about how much concealment there could be in good or in bad, and how much revelation there could be accordingly. That's true. So therefore he divides it into the concealment of panim and the concealment of acholaim, and the panim de panim and acholaim of acholaim, meaning single concealment and double concealment. or single revelation and double revelation.
So this item speaks just about a person's regular feeling.
I don't know, let's see, we can read it again. Item 48.
Item 48 again. Yet, when he behaves with his creations, the opposite of the above mentioned,
meaning not good and that that's good,
meaning when they suffer afflictions and pains in this world,
how could this come from the good that does good?
It is considered the posterior of the Creator.
That also comes from him only indirectly.
This is because his face, meaning his complete attribute of goodness, is entirely concealed from them. And this is not a conduct that suits his name. It is like a person who sees his friend from behind and might doubt and think, perhaps he is another. The writing says, then my anger shall be kindled and I will hide my face from them. Considering the anger, when people suffer troubles and pains, it means that the Creator is hiding His face, which is His utter benevolence, and only His posterior is revealed. In that state, great strengthening in His faith is required to beware of thoughts of transgression, since it is hard to know Him from behind. This is called one concealment. Yet, when he behaves with his creations, the opposite of the above mentioned, meaning when they suffer afflictions and pains in his world, it is considered the posterior of the Creator. This is because his face, meaning his complete attribute of goodness, is entirely concealed from them. And this is not a conduct that suits his name. It is like a person who sees his friend from behind and might doubt and think, perhaps he is another. The writing says, then my anger shall be kindled and I will hide my face from them. During the anger, when people suffer troubles and pains, it means that the Creator is hiding his face, which is his utter benevolence, and only his posterior is revealed. In that state, great strengthening in his faith is required to beware of thoughts of transgression, since it is hard to know him from behind. This is called one concealment.
We are inside the Creator all the time. The question is, how do I feel Him now? If I'm paying attention, if I want to know, am I awakening myself toward Him? How do I feel Him? The entire world, the entire attitude toward me, everything that I feel, He fills it all. So how do we feel Him? That is hidden, that's for sure. I don't feel that there's some kind of force, mind, decision, something that's working on me. I don't feel that. Only that this is something that I'm imagining to myself. I'm in concealment. Is the concealment in Panim or in Achoraim? What is the concealment about? This is what we have to find out.
Shlomo, Maish.
Shlomo, what's up?
You may have answered to Chanoch, but concealment, isn't it necessarily accompanied by a bad feeling?
Of course not. We're in concealment all the time. Does anyone think that he's in concealment? No. I have a world full of things. I have plenty of things that I'm connected to. And it's not concealment.
What is it if it's not concealment?
Were I to feel that something's concealed, that you could say that it's concealment. But if I don't, there's a room here, friends, we're studying, everything's fine. There's an entire world in front of me on the screens. What's hidden? Hidden, it has to be a feeling that something is concealed from me, that I'm far, that I can't grasp. Suppose now I'm without glasses, then yeah, I don't see anyone here. No one.
No.
And when is it concealment? When a person feels that he is in concealment. Concealment is also revelation. The revelation of concealment. And if not, then it isn't. An ordinary person, you talk to a person on the street, he'll say, what do you want? What's hidden? So concealment is a special part of our life, which is revealing that which is hidden. And?
You got it.
What?
So what's the connection between afflictions and sufferings that are felt and the concealment?
There is such suffering that pushes us away from the Creator, and then we don't feel that He's concealed. There is such suffering where we actually feel that the Creator is concealed, that He's hidden, but it doesn't mean anything. We didn't finish it yet.